Well, good morning. Bless your hearts. Let's take our Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. There is a specific point in regard to reconciling men and women back to God that we should understand and have set deeply within our souls. I want to continue to examine these truths of our service, the ministry of reconciliation, our labor of love in reconciling men and women back to God so that we may become one again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 sets forth a tremendous truth that we should look at beginning in verse 17. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is a new creation that we receive when we are born again. You received, the day you confessed Jesus as your Lord and believed in your heart God raised him from the dead, you received something brand new. You received the Spirit of or from God, and it's called Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it is important that we become aware of it and we become acquainted with that tremendous truth that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In order to accomplish the work, not only in speaking the words of reconciliation, but in helping people to become reconciled back to God. In my book, The True Justice of a Just God, Discovering God's Redemptive Plan for Mankind, on page 54, I share, "As we look at the world around us, it is easy to see that with all of our social advancements, all of our technological breakthroughs, we fall woefully short to address the needs of mankind. The needs of humanity surpass scientific discovery and development. They exceed the scope of nature and reach beyond the helping hands of human kindness. Yet, there beats the heart of a loving God who imparts to men and women his power to accomplish even the impossible." We receive something from God. Jesus Christ spoke God's word, and his word was in John, I believe it's John 14:6, "The works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto the Father." Jesus Christ went unto the Father, and it enabled God to pour out to every man, woman, and young person that confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in their heart, God raised him from the dead, the abilities and the spiritual power and the authority to utilize it of that gift of Holy Spirit. The record in Mark closes, "So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. That's Mark 16, verses 19 through 20. The world is so in need of the children of God to continue the works begun in Christ. How much the world needs the goodness, mercy, and grace of God. How desperate the world is to be touched by the power of God. How can we know that we are ready or that we are truly prepared to carry out his direction? 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 10 say, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Remember that Jesus told his disciples on the day of the ascension, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We could not be that effectual witness had we not received that gift of Holy Spirit, the same that they received on the day of Pentecost. We have received something that has enabled us. It has changed the equation. It changes life. I know many times you look in the mirror. I used to be very much into reading the ideals of the power of positive thinking. I read every book I could find on the power of positive thinking. But you know, each morning when I got up to shave and I looked in the mirror, I saw the same me. I saw the same Larry. And in my mind, I said, what have I got to be positive about? I'm still living in the same house I grew up in. I still have this problem, I still have that problem, I still do not have things that I believed were necessary to become successful. I was taught at a very early age in our community and through our teachers, if you wanted to be successful in life, you needed to live in such and such a neighborhood. I did not live in that neighborhood. If you wanted to be successful, you needed to go to this school and to that school, and I did not go to those schools. If you wanted to be successful, we were taught in our community, you needed to know so-and-so and so-and-so. I did not know so-and-so and so-and-so. So in my mind, and more importantly, in the depth of my heart, because of what I was taught, I did not believe I could achieve success until I got born again of God's Spirit and I looked in the mirror, and in the mirror of my mind, I knew there was something added to me that changed the equation of my life, that I was no longer under those same rules and those same thoughts. Could I believe positively? Yes, but now I had something positive to believe about because I had the Spirit of God in Christ within me and nothing could remove it from me. And I had absolute visible proof of it because I spoke in tongues the day I received Christ in me, the hope of glory, or at least the day I thought I did. If you have not received into manifestation or into evidence that gift of Holy Spirit by way of speaking in tongues, please contact me. Please contact us. We will help you to receive. If you've confessed Jesus as your Lord, you believe God hath raised him from the dead, and you have not yet come to the place that you have that witness within, and you can manifest it and know that you know that you know that you know you're born again of God's Spirit, please see us. We will help you to receive. Because whenever I get into situations where I become doubtful, that's the first place I go to because I want to be reminded, no, he is still in me. I am still victorious. I still have his power. Well, that part's not written in the book. I'm kind of ad-libbing on my own. But I write, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. I can go to a doctor's office and I can see his plaque on the wall, telling me he is a doctor. It doesn't tell me whether he's a good doctor or not a good doctor. It just tells me he passed the bar exam or whatever exam doctors take. Maybe that's an attorney. But I have the witness within me. nothing wrong. I'm not trying to belittle the doctors, please. But we accept that witness. We go to an attorney. We see his diploma or certificate or whatever on the wall, and we feel comfortable. I am with a professional simply because I see a witness outside of him with someone's signature under who I do not know. That's all well and good, but God wanted us to have the witness right within us that there would never be a question in our mind, question in our doubt. Can an attorney lose his certification? Absolutely. He can be disallowed to practice law. Can he still hold that certificate? I suppose they gave it to him, but he's not allowed to practice law. We are practicing Christians, and we will always be allowed to be practicing Christians, and we have the proof because God wanted it in us. Through the darkness of unbelief in this world, our testimony may be criticized, maligned, or just ignored. But the truth we live cannot be denied. It cannot be disproved. Every time we step out on the Word of God, every time we set our heart to prayer, we get results. It may be maligned. They may think we're crazy. They may think whatever they want to, but they can't disprove that the power of God is evident within our lives. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you? If you be followers of that which is good, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I have hope within me because I have Christ within me, and I have absolute proof because I can speak in tongues. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as an evildoer, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation or conduct in Christ. That's 1 Peter 3, verses 12 through 16. How assuring is the truth? Not only can we be confident in God's word to us, he has backed it up with evidence we carry within. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. This truth reaches far beyond the self-help of positive thinking, because something has been added inside of us, giving us cause to be positive. We have Christ within. It's no longer the same old you or me that we've spent a lifetime trying to retrain. It's something new that God has created within each believer that empowers us to be better. Christ in you, that's the new man we get to put on. How can we miss with his spiritual nature created in us in righteousness and true holiness? The equation has changed in our favor. Truly, the Comforter has come and abides within us. Everywhere believers go, the Spirit of God in Christ goes with them. We can really live what God says we have received from him. It is in us a true spiritual nature. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We have received the same like precious faith. We received that gift of faith. The scriptures call it the measure of faith in Romans. It is the exact measure, each and every one of us. It is the faith of Jesus Christ we have received from him. And how do I know? Because I can speak in tongues at will. We have obtained. The word obtained means to receive by lot. In other words, you grabbed the long straw, not the short one. Well, how wonderful is that? Romans says we have the measure of faith, not the short straw, through or by way of the righteousness or righteous act of God. That righteous act is proper justification by God. He made us that way. He justified us, he sanctified us, and he gave us that ministry to reconcile other men and women back, that they might enjoy the same exact benefits that we do by his power and presence. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord, and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue. He called us by his power to life and godliness, all the way to praiseworthy honor and dignity and valor. That's what those words mean. He hath called us to glory and virtue, praiseworthy honor, dignity, and valor. That's what he's called us. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have something so great, so marvelous within us that enables us to overcome our fleshly lusts. That's what we have when we look in the mirror. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is why you can be positive. That's why you have a positive change in your life and you can depend upon positive change. This is who we are. We are not to retrain the old man to be a poor imitation, but truly, we are truly this one, this new man in Christ, which we read about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That is what we are bringing back together. Bringing back together humanity by the word of reconciliation. Not only do we have the word of reconciliation, but they will have proof. They've been reconciled back to God because they can receive the self-same spirit that we received, which was the self-same spirit that Peter brought to the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10. It is the self-same spirit that the apostles received on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, or the service of reconciliation, to help people get back. Get your heart to realize this is who you are. You are God's emissary to the world to tell them and teach them that they too can be reconciled back to God, that they can be at one with God through Jesus Christ and lead them into that witness within. A life not based on what you were, but a life that is based on who you are. Don't be afraid and deliver others from their fears. You are an ambassador, an elder, a mature one. Go and negotiate as one. Give them God's deal. It's bigger. It's huge. It's bigger than their fears, bigger than the fears of this world. Remove the fears of their future. Let God's voice be heard calling, fear not, a life much bigger than the world's greatest fears, be it war, financial collapse, plagues, disasters, famines, anything else that would attack the human that God desires to live a life which is more than abundant. Nothing is bigger than God's unconditional, unfailing, and everlasting love for us. And we have the great opportunity, we have the right, we have the privilege He has given to us, the ministry of reconciliation, and He's committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We have something given to us, and we ought to commit ourselves to see that we carry out of love, leading men and women back to God who is love, God who is light, and in whom there is no darkness at all. Well, you've experienced this unfailing, this everlasting love, this unconditional love for us. You've experienced it. You have proven it in your own life. So why should we fade or falter now? We ought to be more enthusiastic today because every day we're more assured of His power. We're more assured of His power and presence within us. Look at Psalm 46, back in the book of Psalms. This is why we can tell people, do not be and deliver them from the greatest fears of this world. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God doesn't run away. He's very present. He's there in the midst of the trouble. I know many of you have been taught or someone shared with you, you're in trouble because you've left God or God's left you. My Bible says He is a very present help. He is a present help. He will never leave you. He will never, what, forsake you. You know those scriptures by heart. He is a present help when? In time of trouble. Not only is He there all the time, but He doesn't take off when the trouble starts. God's not in a frenzy to get out of the way. He runs on our behalf. Let us run to the rescue for others who He has sent us out to. He runs to our rescue. Let us run to other men and women, and especially other Christians who do not have this knowledge, who do not have or do not realize that they have the witness within. They just need to learn how to manifest it. Beautiful. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He never runs away. Verse 2, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. He puts the enemy on the run. He puts our troubles on the run. He puts our fears on the run. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. But Larry, my business is failing. Run to the rescue. But my family is in trouble. Run to the rescue. My health is in danger. Run to the rescue. Be valiant with the truth. Have that dignity and that power and that authority. Run to the rescue because He runs to our rescue and He will run with you. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and what? deliver them. We have nothing to fear. And we can deliver others from the world's greatest fears because the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them. They set up camp around about us. And not only that, they deliver them. Look at the next verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And you trusted in him for your eternal life, and he returned it with a witness you carry within. You can speak in tongues at will. You know he is present because you can speak in tongues. You know Christ is within you because you can speak in tongues at will. Look at Romans chapter 8. Here's some more. And it's every reason why we can run to the rescue, because we have the word of reconciliation. We can tell people, run to God. He is our strong refuge. He is a present help in time of trouble. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what political administration we are in. We are in his administration, the administration of the grace of God. That's the most important one, and that one we should serve with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Bringing that ministry of reconciliation, that service, that labor of love to reconcile men and women back to God. And not only that, we have the word of reconciliation that we can speak unto them. You know, carrying protest signs here, hither and yon, whether you're on this side of the aisle or that side of the aisle, there's nothing. Maybe get your face on television if you want to be on television. But I can set up a camera here and we get your face on something. If you desire, you could use my Zoom here. It takes your picture at the same time. But nothing is bigger than God's unconditional love. Fear not. Romans 8. I'm all the way over into Corinthians. Got to go back up here. Romans 8. Starting in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, war, financial failure, financial collapse, plagues, any of these other things? Nay, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, or is counted as sheep for the slaughter? Nay! That's good horse sense. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are super conquerors. Some guy gets on and sings about his love. He's Superman's got nothing on me, and we sing along with him. Nay, in all these things, we are super conquerors. Super conquerors through him that loved us, and he still loves us and continues to love us. For, and here's the key, I am persuaded. Get yourself persuaded. And every time you speak in tongues, persuade yourself. I do have God in Christ in me. I am more than a conqueror. I will overcome this. I will be victorious. I am persuaded that neither death, not even life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not the past, not the future, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature or creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then why do you let people talk you out of God's love and power and presence in you? Don't. And teach other people so that they don't. So that when they are in their trouble, they are in their hour of need, He is their very present help at that point. And He is still there with them. He doesn't leave you hanging and take off on you. That's our God. What a wonderful God. What a great message we have to share with people, regardless of what's happening politically, regardless of what's happening culturally, what's happening economically or any other way. He is a present help in time of trouble. And how do I know it? Because I can speak in tongues at will and know that God in Christ has not left me. His love has not left me. He has not run away from me. He's run to my rescue. Can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. Run to the rescue. You can do your service and reconcile men and women back to God, and He will even give you the words to speak. Let our hearts be ruled with parousia, boldness, to frankly speak the truth, boldness to speak, not paranoia, shamelessly to speak of evil, shamelessly to speak of darkness. Remember, the apostles were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. What changed them? The power of Pentecost, because they spoke in tongues the wonderful works of God. Pentecost was the game changer for mankind, and it should be the game changer for us. That was when the Comforter was sent, and we are recipients of it. Look at Acts chapter 2. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. 2 Timothy says, God has not given us to... 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a... The other administrations, you got inside insane minds carrying a sign thinking it's going to change the world. That's insanity. And we listen to them saying, and you know, the people saying all these dopey things. That's not going to change. It is the power of God in Christ in us. He's given to you power. He's given to you love, and He's given to you a sound mind. Don't fear dementia. That's not part of our, what we received. We received a sound mind, and we can think sound thoughts because we think His thoughts. I know people tell us all these different things. That's what they found out because that's what they've been thinking about, and they've been listening to the world, and of course that makes you insane. Makes you want to forget the world. Acts chapter 2, beginning, was it Acts chapter 2? Yeah, in verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, be assured, you received the game changer. That's, he's talking about the day of Pentecost and what they received, and the proof it is. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive into manifestation, into evidence, the gift of Holy Spirit. And as I say, if you have not received it into manifestation and you would like to, I encourage you, contact me, contact our brethren. they will assist you in receiving it, because God did not miss anyone. For the promise is unto you and to all your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Has he called you? Then you also have received that gift of Holy Spirit. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I would say that was a pretty good day of witnessing. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear, awe, respect came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all they that believed were together and had all things in common, or all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Do you think these people were fully persuaded that nothing could separate them from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? Well, they sure acted like it. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as being saved, or such or those that were being saved. The equation has changed, and it has changed in our favor. How assuring is God's word to us? Let us go forth and carry out our service of reconciling men and women back to the end that they know that they know that they know he will never leave them nor forsake them, because they have his gift of Holy Spirit, God in Christ, in them, all the way to victory. Bless you.